Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
I'm John Batson with Judy Dempsey in Berlin. She's with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a senior scholar. And the measure of Donald Trump, what he means, what he says, what deadlines mean, all of that is important in the United States for our partisan decision-making. But in Europe, it is enormously overwhelming because they have no natural reach to some of the metaphors that the president is using, and some of the conduct is so outside the box that Europe is left dumbfounded. So I want to measure right now, Judy, the latest from the president has to do with concessions to China, large concessions, numbered this morning, including very high-level chip making by NVIDIA traded into China, something that was a no-go just a month ago. How is Europe measuring Donald Trump these days? You know that we have the joke called the taco trade. Trump always chickens out. Does Europe joke about that? Do they understand what we mean when we say it? And I mean we mean markets. Wall Street says taco, not just a commentator.
The Europeans have two problems in dealing with not just the Trump administration, but any U.S. administration. The Europeans love to be liked by U.S. administrations. And in doing so, it confirms their kind of dependence on the U.S. for all sorts of things, for trade, for energy, for the security umbrella. But on the other side, there's a European reflex that whether it was the former President Joe Biden or now President Trump, when they criticize Europe, the Europeans rant and rave, this is terrible, what the Americans are saying about us. And what really shows is, one, that the Europeans don't like criticism. Two, that what Trump says and what Biden has said in the past about defense spending, it has some elements of truth. And thirdly, Europe is afraid. Europe lacks ambition. Europe doesn't use its huge competitive edge, its trade strengths and other issues to actually stand up and be counted, instead of all complaining and ranting about the national security strategy that Trump unveiled a few days ago and then his recent interview with Politico. They should just take this, okay, well, this is an ally and it's all changing and this is what we stand for. Instead, they just criticize and criticize instead of coming up with a serious strategic response.
The puzzle then, do they understand these exaggerated deadlines? You know, Zelensky has till Christmas. Moscow has till name the date. Is that understood as exaggeration for effect and not a genuine item?
Mm-hmm. Well, deadlines have come and gone, whether it was Thanksgiving for Zelensky to respond to the Trump administration's meetings with Putin. There's past deadlines, deadlines over China, deadlines over Russia, or we'll impose sanctions on Russia, they don't happen, or we're going to take Zelensky to task. The Europeans, one has to be very careful. The Europeans know that these deadlines are missed and they're not fulfilled, but you can only call wolf so many times. And it doesn't let the Europeans off the hook. The Europeans shouldn't be complacent. They shouldn't react. They should actually respond in strategic and political and economic terms. They messed up the whole tariffs issue between the United States and the European Union. Instead of being confident enough to say, actually, we are going to take retaliatory measures. And I get back to my point, and it puzzles me. The Europeans are afraid of Russia. The Europeans now are afraid of Trump in the White House. The Europeans, in a nutshell, lack the self-confidence despite having a very, very wealthy European Union. And this is the real weakness that both Russia can capitalize on and the Trump administration can exploit.
You're making a complaint I've bitten my tongue not to make this morning. What is going on here? 450 million consumers, a whole continent, deep ceremonial connection to the United States population. All of this, an advantage. And you puzzle, why are they not in charge? Okay, let's talk about China just a moment. The ECB is ready to raise, the IMF is ready to raise prospects for Europe. We're told this by Ms. Lagarde, head of the IMF. In other words, Europe is doing better. Does it feel it? Does it want to do better? Does it want to get out of the penalty box because it's been sluggish these years? Is it ready to be rich?
Well, Christine Lagarde, who's head of the European Central Bank based in Frankfurt, her time is coming up now, or she'll have to pass the baton on to somebody else. But somehow it bypasses the public. What they want to know is, you know, why is it that bread has been increased so much? And even though inflation is now finally lowering, these prices aren't translated downwards. The public want to focus on bread and butter issues, housing, education, don't even speak about health because the health insurance bills have really shot up because of dealing with an aging population and demographic crisis. But the population, they don't listen to what Christine Lagarde says from the European Central Bank. They don't listen to the International Monetary Fund. It's too far away. What they should be listening to is politicians who communicate with them. And I must say, Chancellor Christian Friedrich Merz, he's been now doing town hall meetings to reach out to as many people as possible to explain his policies, which are quite complicated because they are about pension reform and other reform and social welfare reform and conscription and other issues. But all these things come together. What the public want to know is, you know, where do we stand with our monthly wages and income?
Fine. But you have strength that I do not see being used at the table.
That's
when
right.
It comes to talking to Beijing, for example. If you That's don't right. buy Beijing's EVs, they're going to sit there and rot.
That's right. And it goes back to what we've been discussing over many, many weeks and months, that it's as if the European automobile industry, for instance, are afraid of their own shadow. They know that they're going to be taken over by China. They know that they've been slow taking off on electric cars. Why do you think Volkswagen is now moving so much over to China to manufacture there and sell in China? Because that is the market. But Europe has been sort of sleepwalking in many ways, and you wonder why. They just maybe took for granted that it was ever going to be prosperous and wealthy and secure and safe. These days are over. We have a mercantilist, transactional American administration. We have a China that's not going to sit back. And we have a Europe that actually needs very strong leadership on the EU and the member states level to recognize, hang on, the old days are over, and let's generate some kind of confidence and ambition to stand up and be ready to deal with these outside forces.
Judy Dempsey in Berlin for Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.